Now,
the rest of the story. It was the biggest thing that had happened to Manhattan since the Canarsie Indians sold it for about $1 a square mile. The 1854 World's Fair, the first ever such held in America, the first of all the World's Fairs. Housing the magnificent exhibits was an architectural wonder called the Crystal Palace, a gigantic domed glass building that awe-inspired all who saw it. But then in May, the incredible New York exhibition was visited by a magician from Yonkers, a daredevil wizard named Elisha Graves. And what Elisha boasted he could do in a Crystal Palace one day in May sent chills through the gathering throng. He might as well have said that he would fly. And yet, indeed, what he proposed was even more extraordinary than that. Elisha Graves promised that he would climb aboard a wooden platform and make that platform rise into the air suspended only by a solitary rope. And then when the platform was stories high above the floor of the Crystal Palace, almost all of the way to the ceiling, an assistant would cut the rope. And according to Elisha, the platform would remain suspended in midair. Now, what particularly fascinated onlookers was that this trick had been tried before. And the results to those who had tried had been consistently fatal. But here was Elisha, saying that he was going to hoist himself up into the air and stick there. And he was betting his life that he could. Well, the spectators watched spellbound that day as daredevil Elisha stepped onto that small wooden stage. Then he gave the signal. There was a creaking sound. Slowly, deliberately, the platform rose a few inches, then several feet above the floor, then 10 feet, then 20, and the higher Elisha ascended, the quieter became those who gathered below, until suddenly, when the wooden platform had gone almost all the way to the roof, it stopped. It hung there in the electrified air. It was suspended by a single rope, which rode over a pulley at the top. It was threatened by a 10-inch knife blade held by Elisha's assistant. And Elisha Graves raised his arm. Everybody knew that when his arm dropped, it would signal his assistant to cut the rope. And Elisha gave the signal, and the knife sawed into the rope, and as the last strand of the rope snapped, the crowd gasped. But nothing happened. The platform just sat there, with Elisha on it, upheld as if by magic. And at once the onlookers burst into a deafening roar of approval, for the small wooden stage was not suspended by magic, but rather by mechanical innovation, by an ingenious invention which Elisha had bequeathed to civilization. For until that day, folks were reluctant to build a tall building. Very few wanted to climb that many stairs. And hoisting platforms were no safer than the ropes that suspended them. There were such platforms, but many had been killed riding them. Until this daring mechanical wizard developed and demonstrated to be safe, a spring-loaded system, one that would hold the platform in place even when the rope broke, thus presenting to the world the modern safe elevator. Of course, you know Elisha by his full name, Elisha Graves Otis, who gave us the Otis elevator. Only now you know the rest of the story.